Well, we are really excited to have all of you here. Yeah, feel free. Have a seat. And to have everyone here today. We are welcoming our newest tradition here at Trinity Church to be representing and working with the troops. We're also reminded on the Scout Sunday to honor our Girl Scout tradition here also at Trinity, as well as other neighbor scouts from Troop 420's tradition as well. And that was my troop growing up. So, and we are very excited to have y'all here. So this is the children's moments, and so this is for everybody who is young or young at heart, which I think includes a lot of us. So I'm wearing this uniform because I also grew up in scouting. I was a Cub Scout and then up through something called Weebelows and then on to Boy Scouts and now scouting. And so for this children's moment today, folks were encouraging me to tell some of the old stories from the troop. Regrettably, a lot of those stories probably can't be told in this church environment. Another subset of stories, if I told them, it would get me into a whole lot of hot water with some people listening today who are about my age in this community. So I had to search and to find a particular story, and it was when we were backpacking in New Mexico, and it's going to fit to some of the scripture you're going to hear from Pastor Jim today. So Pastor Jim is going to tell a story that some of us might remember from the Bible. It's about the woman at the well. And so I'm going to do my best to stay out of his way about that story. But we are going to talk a little bit more about water. So Jesus teaches us in these scriptures about water. But now I'm going to put some of our scouts on the spot here. How much does a gallon of water weigh when you are having to backpack? Okay, go for it.
A lot.
Exactly, a lot. A little bit over 8 pounds. And when we were on this backpacking trip in New Mexico, we were going to have to cross Bear Canyon. And it had been so hot. Now, what's a hot temperature for us in the summer? Like if it's okay, thousands of degrees. Now that truly would be hot. That would be a hot day. But what about the days that we have here in Laurinburg? What's a hot day? Fortunately, it's a little bit less than 1,000 degrees. Okay, always good time to have a pool party. So a hot day for us might get up to 100, right? When we were out there, it was 110, 112, 115 degrees, and it was a real dry hot. And so what they did is, those of us from the South, especially, they had us partner with a buddy, and you would make sure you and your buddy were drinking enough water. Yeah, well, it was hot. It was hot. It was about 112 that day. Fortunately, not that hot. And so as we crossed Bear Canyon, we would have to make sure we were drinking water, and we would have to make sure our buddy was drinking water. And we would have to each carry a gallon of water to make it across that canyon. And we left really, really, really early in the morning so that it wouldn't be at the hottest time of the day to hike those 10 miles. And so when we were crossing Bear Canyon, we were carrying the weight of those gallons of water, right? But we're also carrying a different kind of weight. We're carrying the weight of taking care of our buddy and taking care of our other neighbors on our trek together, right, in our troop. And that's one of the great things that scouting teaches us. How can we help take care of people, right? And then Jesus teaches us that all of us are neighbors. All of us are neighbors. And Pastor Jim will be talking a little bit more about that later. So as we close with prayer, we're going to thank God for the life-giving water and the weight of responsibility we have for one another. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the scouting tradition that's raised us, so many of us, up. Lord, thank you for scouts who are able to take care of their buddies, take care of their neighbors. And Lord, thank you for teaching us that we're all neighbors. Lord, help us to carry this weight, to carry this responsibility. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.